You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
The Gulo sessions with Otto and JC.
What the fuck? Yeah,
that's a swear word.
All right, JC, who do we have in the studio tonight?
I don't know. Do you know who they are?
I don't, actually.
Well, I'll introduce them, actually, because I'm really good friends of all of them, pretty much. Backshots, please introduce yourselves real quick.
You.
Do I start talking now?
Yes, you do. Yes, we're on here.
I'm very new to this. Hello, I am Varit. I am the main vocalist of Backshots. And yeah, we have most of the band here. Not everybody, but most of them.
Like out of nine, 4 out of 7?
Yeah. 4 out of 7?
4 out of 7? Yeah. Can't count.
I forget that you guys bring in Surprise, aka most of your members in late from real performances.
Yeah, it just happens. Like, yeah, like we just...
Because it's like a skit. Every show is like a skit. We do like a whole thing. There's a whole narrative. There's a whole... Like, we got to find each other on the way. We got to...
Oh, dang.
We got to eat.
Dang, can you tell us what you're eating right now, actually?
Mixed peanut and sesame biscuits, assorted... Okay,
we're going to properly introduce everyone. So we got Ding. Ding, say hi.
What's up?
We got Caleb. Caleb, say hi.
What's up? I play drums. My name's Caleb.
Hell yeah. And Ding's the other vocalist. I'm Ardaki. I play guitar. Yeah.
Slash manager.
And we're missing JJ on keys, Noel on bass, and Towner on the saxophone.
Well, thank you guys so much for coming down here. Yeah. How are you guys feeling tonight, you know?
A little bit nervous, but good. Quite warm.
This is your first interview ever, right, as a band?
Yeah.
All right, yeah.
We just formed like 2 days ago.
Oh, man. No, you didn't.
Yeah, we did.
Does feel like 2 days ago, right? Because you guys did just perform pretty much, like, no, 2 weeks ago, actually, right?
Yeah, wait, 2 weeks? Was it 2 weeks? Or was it 1 week?
No, it was...
Three weeks
at Ding Dong.
3 weeks at Ding Dong, and then last week at Ding Dong, and then at the end of this month on the 24th at Ding Dong Lounge, 20 tickets left.
Oh my God.
Okay, we'll get started real quick. So
you guys were literally just in the studio before you came down here. What were you guys up to?
We were recording my own personal project, Varit, like my own like music stuff. We were recording at Poynton Studios. It's located at K Road. Yeah, and we still might be recording after this interview.
You guys are so dedicated, because knowing like most of you guys are like really hardworking to your craft, like it's insane. Like let's say like 7 hours on your work, and then you keep going after that. Like, how do you guys manage to keep yourselves from burning out?
A V. I don't know. Maybe you just get burnt out and then you just keep going.
I don't know. It feels like it doesn't feel like work to us. It's like fun, you know, just hanging out. So I feel like that's.
I'm so sorry if I made it sound like it's like work to you.
Oh no, it's alright. Yeah.
It's work to me.
Oh yeah, fuck Adi. I freak Adi. He keeps on.
So, Varit, how is Backshots different to your work as a solo artist? Because I know that, like, Backshots is tied to what you were doing, like, as a solo artist.
Yeah. I guess some backstory. I was just a solo artist at first, just like Varit. Then I was just performing out here and there in Auckland. And then Ardaki suggested... You should form a band. You need that extra sauce. You need that extra twang to like really send that performance to the next level, right? And then we just started like meeting different people, meeting Caleb, JJ, Ding, Noel, Towner. And then we just like started practicing to just improve the songs. And then at that point, we're just like, you know what? Fuck it. It's so good. Like, let's just keep it going.
Gotta do a show. Gotta do a show.
Yeah. You guys just became a separate beast altogether.
Pretty much.
Yeah. So, tell us about your stylistic influences. Where do you guys, you know, draw your musical inspiration from?
I was gonna say, like,
Caleb.
As a band, we don't have any kind of influences as a whole, but we have like individual influences.
Yeah, so tell us about that then, you know.
Like drummers or bands or just
like anything.
Like what do you listen to? Like what sort of influences you're playing, you know, your songwriting?
You
know. Style as well, like honestly, style.
I'd say like rock and hip hop, probably biggest inspirations. I'd say like a few bands to name, like Zeppelin, Foo Fighters, this band called Snot.
Oh, yeah.
They're just like, I don't know, they're pretty cool. But yeah, just a lot of those like classic and fucking just everything, but yeah.
Me personally, I started off as a Varit fanboy.
So your influence is Varit, like he's your main influence.
Yeah, he's the only artist I listen to.
I only listen to Varit.
Oh my God.
I only listen to Varit.
I
want to
change my answer.
Okay, so asking the man himself, Varit, what are your musical influences?
For me, I can't really name like specific artists. It's just mostly like genres maybe. And like, cause I'm Thai, right? So I try to like get back to my like Thai roots. So I listen to a lot of like Thai indie music, Thai psychedelic rock, all the bands, like local bands in Thailand, and just pretty much like get the vibes from there. Yeah.
So like, what are there any Thai bands that you have been listening to lately?
Or are they in any of our playlists at any time?
I mean, there was, you guys were playing, was it Yon Lapa?
Yeah, we got Yon Lapa.
So good, so good.
Also, who else do we got that you were talking about earlier? Soft Pine, I think that's another band.
Oh, Soft Pine, yes, yeah, Soft Pine. Shout out Soft Pine.
Yeah, Folk 9, I think you picked that up earlier when you were playing them.
Them Southeast Asians. Yeah. Built different.
That's the whole reason why we put this show on. Yeah. So you guys all come from a pretty diverse range of backgrounds. You know, like, so what have your experiences been like, you know, working as, you know, Asian musicians or musicians of color in, you know, the music scene here in Aotearoa?
For me, I guess it's quite, how would I say it? Like, it's quite isolating at times because there's like not much Asians doing like a lot of creative work as well. Especially when I got started, I kind of just got in like into music without like no guidance, no community. And then only till recently I met like a bigger group of creatives, be it like, you know, like from Poynton, Ariki, like showing me the way. About all the like creative scene and all that stuff.
Do you have any like people to shout out for that actually?
Shout out?
Benji.
Shout out Benji. Who else?
Benji from Poynton Studios.
So has it been like quite challenging, you know, getting into the local scene as an Asian musician?
I think so for me, because yeah, I didn't know much people. But it wasn't just being Asian. Like there was like, what am I saying? Wait.
it's like also like being on the outside.
Yeah.
And like, cause there's like so few venues now and it's so hard to book. And when you can book, there's like still the chance that they'll cancel on you. And like being born on the outside and then having to form your community on the outside and then having no spaces on the
inside. And trying to get into the inside. I think that's the hard part. Yeah.
Well, like, has there been like any times where you feel like you don't feel represented in those spaces?
I think for me, I'm not really like, I'm kind of blanking out.
It's kind of hard.
I'm trying to think right now.
Because you're also just like starting off, right?
Because we're just starting off as a band, so. Like, we've only performed, what, like, three, four times?
Okay. Did you guys have any, like, prior musical experience before? Backshots?
Nah, nothing.
Just me, right?
Ariki. Yeah, we're mostly all self-taught.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Ariki, like, what, like, projects were you involved in then? You
know, I've been playing shows for, like, since, like, 2012.
I'm like 30, dude.
he's the uncle. Hey, we don't discriminate on age, Ariki, bro.
Ariki is the uncle.
I'm the uncle.
The uncle. Pepito.
Yeah. Shit, I've done a lot of metal shows. Yeah, I can do the whole like kind of shit.
Do it again.
Okay. No
worries. That sounds so good on air.
Really?
Shit, what have I done? I don't even remember. It's like too much.
You've done everything, man.
Yeah, I go like I'm a big audio engineer, but like not live sound. I do like a lot of recording, and I had a studio on Upper Queen, and then that like fell through, and now I'm at Point and Studios, which is right next to St. Kevin's Arcades. Self shout out.
It's plugging them in, to be honest.
Yeah, plug.
I mean, to be honest, without Ariki, the band would have like dissolved. Like there was one time at our, was it at Ding Dong? Yep. You just came late, right?
Oh yeah.
And we just didn't know what the fuck was going on, right?
I didn't even know how to set up my own drum kit.
Yeah, exactly. We just had to stand and wait for our uncle Ariki.
So Ariki is like kind of the glue that holds Backshots together.
He is the Backshot.
He's created so many opportunities.
He's the head of the Backshot.
Yeah. So what plans do you guys have moving forward? Do we have any releases in the works, you know, a single, EP, etc.?
Music videos?
So I have my own personal music coming out, like, was it August 21st? Yeah. We'll also be performing those songs as well at Ding Dong, like as a band. True. So that's the new stuff. Yeah. Okay.
But like anything you guys are working on collectively, like, you know, can we expect like Backshots to be on Spotify at any time this year?
Definitely.
Like so many demos that we've recorded and just are just on the shelf, you know, waiting to be recorded.
Oh, is there any that you want to play tonight, actually, to the people that are listening in, or
hey,
like demos?
Oh,
I might have the live sessions on my phone.
Yeah, get the live session.
Yeah, because because my phone's on my computer and my computer's on my phone.
Yeah.
I mean, we can play them like in the live part in our show.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we can play those a bit later.
Yeah.
Because it'd be a bit interesting, like hearing like the live from sessions. Someone's phone.
Yeah. They're a little crazy because it's not like professionally recorded. We're all just like in a room, like proper mics and stuff. But like the energy's all over the place.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, that's Backshots. For the first time ever in BFM history, we can officially say "Imagine Backshots" at BFM, and it's actually it's actually true. Anyway, so while they don't have any studio releases at the moment, we are going to play a track by frontman Verrett. This next one is called "What I Love."
I'm
95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.